Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What's up, pumpkin?
No, it's just, it's funny. I posted, it was the craziest thing. Yesterday I was just sitting out on a patio and I had a glass of water with lemon in it. Yeah. And all of a sudden this bee just, bloop,
I saw that.
Yeah, he just went right in my water. Yeah. It was crazy. And so obviously I took a picture of it because I've never seen anything like where he just did a kamikaze into my water. Yeah. And took a picture of it. And somehow it became a thing, BJ, on Facebook.
What do you mean it's a thing?
Well, and one guy even just deleted all his stuff because he was going crazy. Well, at least water's better than poisoning your body with Diet Coke.
Just like, it's a bee in your water with lemon. It's no big deal, folks. Just back it down, okay? It's going to be okay.
I know. Oh, my God, it's a bee. It won't kill you. And I wrote, I'm pretty sure this doesn't need to become a thing. It was just a picture. And then he wrote, but I know. Wow. Again. you just want to fight with me. I don't want to fight with you. It's just some water and a bee.
Yeah.
How could that become a thing?
I don't know. Facebook is just...
It's crazy.
It's turned evil.
It has. I don't even know how it's a thing. Yeah.
I saw a guy. Today is supposed to be... I just saw it, too, just a few minutes ago. I guess it's National Left-Handed Day?
Was that yesterday or today?
I don't know. I just saw it. I just saw it.
Like
I don't know if it was yesterday or
ago.
Today.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it? The very next post, he just posted congratulations to all left-handed people. I'm left-handed, so I noticed it. The next post, left-handed people suck.
it is today, Sean?
It's like, what the?
Yes, so, it is.
Okay, so it is today.
It is today, right?
It's today. Wow.
Yeah, the next post, left-handed people suck. That was it.
Wow.
That is intentional. That is just intentional. No, no, no. He doesn't really mean it.
He doesn't.
He's sitting at his computer going, watch this. Watch what I'm about to do. Right?
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Crazy. I know. That's what I mean. How can lemon water become a thing, BJ? Don't, what the hell?
Just don't get sucked into it.
I know.
Okay?
I know. It's just stupid.
Let it go.
All right. Let's see here. Omarosa, she has this book out, man, and it is just scathing. It is just horrible about the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump. The problem with it is, even if you love that she's saying all this crap about Trump, you know, maybe you don't like Trump and you love that she's saying it. She has no credibility in my book.
Well, she's got none at all. They've already, they've already claimed that, most of this stuff's all lies anyway.
Yeah.
She's just trying to sell books like everybody else that tries to write a book about anything to do with politics. They just want to sell books, right?
Yeah, so she also secretly recorded when the chief of staff, John Kelly, came into her office to fire her.
I'm only going to stay for a couple of minutes. These are lawyers. We've got to talk to you about leaving the White House. It's come to my attention that there's been some pretty, in my opinion, significant integrity issues related to you and use of government vehicles and some other issues. They'll walk you through the legal aspects of this. From my view, there's some money issues and other things, but from my view, the integrity issues are very serious, and you're open to some legal action that we hope, I think we can control, right? So with that, if you would stay here with these gentlemen, they'll lay this thing out. And
can
we have
ask you a couple of questions? Is the president aware of what's going on?
Don't, let's not go down the road. This is a non-negotiable discussion.
I don't want to negotiate. I've never had a chance to talk to you, General Kelly.
Yeah,
so if this is my departure, I'd like to have at least an opportunity to understand.
The staff and everyone on the staff works for me, not the president. So after your departure, I'll inform him if he gets interested on where you may be.
I can't believe she released that. That made her look bad.
Yeah.
It makes her look bad because obviously she's taking government vehicles and some money.
I have flashbacks when I hear stuff like that.
What do you mean?
In October 1997, what? I was called into an office.
You were? Yeah. Did you take government vehicles and money?
No, no. I took record company stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That was a crime in our business.
You can't take the... Yeah, pay for play.
And I remember...
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. And they're so direct. And when that... The human resource person's in there, you know something's up as soon as you walk in the room, you know?
Yeah.
And that non-negotiable thing, that's what they do. They just tell you, shut the hell up, pack your stuff, you're fired.
Yeah.
Don't they?
They sure
have
do.
You ever been there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've all been there. I think everybody's lost their job.
Sean, have you ever been there?
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah. It's not fun.
No.
Poor Omarosa.
Yeah.
Omarosa tells Meet the Press why she secretly recorded her firing.
If I did not have this recording, people would still believe the false incredible story that I was running around the White House, the false story that was told by a reporter and repeated by this network and other reporters that I tried to charge the residents of the White House. And it's a lie. If I didn't have this recording, listen, people would still think that I was trying to set off alarms. So, yes, I had to protect myself and I have no regret about it.
I didn't even hear that rumor.
I don't know what she's talking about. And you know what? We're here every day. We see all the news stuff. And I have no idea what she's talking about.
I don't either. I didn't hear that she tried to set off alarms.
I'm with you. I think the recording, first of all, I think John Kelly, what he says there is very professional. It's exactly what happens inside of a firing. You're not allowed to argue it. Because once you start arguing, then it just turns ugly.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so they just walk in. They say, here's your papers. It was, best in future endeavors, man.
Oh, I love the future endeavors.
Future endeavors.
That's our favorite, you guys.
They tell you, they wish you the best in future endeavors, and you're God.
You know what? This radio station is king of future endeavors.
Yeah.
Every single person that is leaving, future endeavors. It's like, change it up. I hope they write that for us. Well, they wish us well in our future.
Did you see where one employee who left here, it's been a long time ago, who left here on their own accord because they got another job or whatever.
Right.
They left a thank you to everybody here in the building that works with our company. They left a thank you to everybody and wished us all the best in our future endeavors. And
then
they put an LOL. Because they chose to leave.
Right, so they got to say it first. Good for them. Good for them. All right, here is the third clip from Omarosa explaining why she thinks Donald Trump is a racist.
I had an opportunity to go out in Los Angeles and sit down with the person who actually has a copy of the tape. And I heard his voice as clear as you and I are sitting
here.
You
have heard the tape?
I have, absolutely.
So you know it exists?
And I know it exists. And once I heard it for myself, it was confirmed what I feared the most, that Donald Trump is a con and has been masquerading as someone who is actually open to engaging with diverse communities. But when he talks that way, the way he did on this tape, it confirmed that he is truly a racist.
Now she's confirmed that she's never heard the tape. So that was a lie. That was a total lie.
Here's what President Trump says about Omarosa.
I better not go any further. Low life. She's a low life.
His term for Omarosa is she's a low life. Okay. All right. Well, she's getting what she wanted. We're talking about her, so we hadn't talked about her in years.
Yeah. Are we going to buy the book, though? That's what she wants.
No.
Probably not.
I feel like
I haven't bought a book in a long time. I don't care whose it is. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care if it's Trump's book. I'm not buying the book.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Keeping Up with the Kardashians was last night. Woo! Yay! It is on Sunday nights, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know for sure. I don't watch.
You can't fix it now.
I'm not about to say. I don't know.
Well, I guess they've decided that they're going to go to therapy together.
We're all going to therapy together.
Oh, good.
So it's happening.
But why?
Because we all need to communicate with a mediator, and we don't have that mediator.
I don't really think we need to go to therapy, to be honest, to solve our problems. I think we should just talk.
You're the one who I think has the communication issue.
Just me.
We always just like sweep things under the rug. We don't talk anything through. That's just what this family does. In therapy, are you on your phone or do you give your therapist attention?
All of them in therapy.
What is that music? What is that music? Like, oh,
dramatic music.
All I can say.
Courtney would not even look at him. She was on her phone. As soon as they said that she has a communication problem, she shut off.
And she just got on her phone?
Yep.
All I can say is that is one lucky therapist.
Oh, yeah.
They're all
yeah.
them in one room.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow, boy.
You know what this is. This is just future episodes.
Well, of course.
That's all it is.
And it's beautiful. They're so smart because what will happen is there'll be a topic that's brought up in the therapy and then dun, dun, dun.
That'll spin off into everything yes. else that develops after that, before that.
It's fantastic, really. It's a great idea. Hey, last night was the Teen Choice Awards, I guess, and the worst movie on the planet. Hold on, let me find it. One. And I saw this movie, and you guys, it's horrible. It's called The Greatest Showman. Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman.
Oh, it was awful.
Is yeah. it really?
Yes, it's oh. awful.
I heard that the critics and a lot of people, you know, the elite Hollywood type loved it, but the public hated it.
Well, because Zac Efron's in it and he's hot. That's really all it had going for it. Yeah. The circus theme musical, The Greatest Showman, won the Teen Choice Awards for Best Movie Drama Sunday night. And it also has an actress from Disney. I forgot her name, but when you see her, you're like, you remember her from all the, like, the Disney shows. Gosh, I forgot her name. But anyway, so she was in it. So that makes sense. Maybe the Teen Choice Awards, she was in it as well. Yeah, so it was, did you watch the Teen Choice Awards?
No. I didn't get a chance to see it.
Oh, because you're watching the Kardashians?
Yeah, I was so busy last. No, I wasn't watching the Kardashians.
Let's talk about Rainn Wilson. He played Dwight on The Office. What's up with him? He's weird.
I don't know.
That's really a weird story. We all love him as Dwight on The Office, but he somebody disclosed some of his weird. Is it text or are these tweets? Do you know, Sean? Oh, they're tweets. Right? Are these tweets?
Tweets.
They're weird. So he and his wife run a foundation in Haiti for disadvantaged girls. And again, love him on The Office, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he wrote all this weird crap like, what about human baby meat? What should I eat for dinner? I'm thinking pasta. A little concerned this morning, I found blood in my urine. Well, not my urine, the baby urine I was washing my hair with. A beautiful day for the ritual sacrificing of a virgin. How many clowns does it take to screw in a light bulb? 12. 1 to screw it in, 11 to kidnap it and chew on its human babies. Like, nobody gets what he's doing. We're all worried that he's, like, on drugs.
Yeah, I'm confused.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
So everybody's like, what's up with this guy? Is he, like, cracked out? Man, it's really weird. Very odd. I'm just trying to share it with you because this is so weird. Macaulay Culkin wants to have tiny little Asian babies.
Oh, good for him.
Yep. Former child star Macaulay Culkin wants to have tiny little Asian babies with his girlfriend Brenda Song. He was on some kind of podcast and he shared that he's ready to start a family with his girlfriend Brenda Song. He says, I'm going to make some babies. This one's a good one. I'm going to probably put some of babies in her in a little bit. Okay. I mean, we've definitely been practicing, and this one, I'm going to have some pretty babies. She's Asian, so I'm going to have tiny, teeny, tiny little Asian babies. Everybody's messed up.
Really?
Don't you feel like everybody's jacked up?
Yeah.
Anybody?
I think he's jacked up just from the early days.
Somebody said, Jamie, you're so wrong. The Greatest Showman is the best movie ever, and I've seen it 11 times.
11 times?
11? No, it was cheese ball.
What was it about?
It was about this guy who bought a circus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Isn't it the Barnum and Bailey story, or is it just a random circus story?
I don't remember if it's supposed to be loosely based on the Barnum. I feel like it is.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen it. I think you're right, Sean. I think it is loosely based on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a musical, too, right?
Yeah, and then the tigers get out and it mauls the neighborhood.
Sounds great.
Yeah. You want to watch it?
Sounds like you should be in it.
An elephant gets out and stomps a little child's head. Ooh. Well, they had like twice where the animals, because there was like a fire, not to give it away. The animals go all crazy. And,
right.
Yeah. It's nuts. And then he went bankrupt. It was a mess. It's very stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing is very, very stressful. And then finally, Lindsay Lohan has apologized for implying that hashtag MeToo women are weak.
Good. She needs to.
She really does. Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's a lowlife.
I guess she implied in the past that women who came forward are just doing it for attention and questioned why they waited for the movement to gain steam before they came forward. In a new interview, though, she has apologized for the comment, saying, "I feel very strongly about the Me Too movement and have the utmost respect and admiration for the women brave enough to come forward."
But that's the way you make the news. You say something really stupid, then you come back and apologize, and you get in the news twice.
Yeah, you're right.
It works.
And then did you see, I think Aretha Franklin's going to die.
Yeah, it does look that way. She's in grave condition.
You understand what grave means?
Grave.
That means you're going to the grave.
Grave. I get
it. Yeah, so gravely ill, in case you didn't know that. That usually means you're, Aretha Franklin. That's just so sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, she had a good life.
She really? What, that
it was a good run. That's the way you have to look at it.
I love that. I love that.
She was one, very talented lady.
She sure was, BJ Harris. She sure was.
Yeah. How old is she anyway?
Oh, okay.
Do you have any idea?
I was kind of done.
Like 90?
76.
Oh. Oh, she went young.
All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.